טוב, בסייעתא דשמיא ולרנינג הלכות בין אדם לחברו, talking about hosting guest. So if you see the guest coming, right, you know he's coming, he told you I'm gonna be there in 2 minutes. So you go outside to greet him. Shalom aleichem, ma nishma. Okay. Or if someone knocks on the door, you run to the door to open. We see by Avraham Avinu, even though he wasn't a youngster. How old was he?
99.
Had a bris. And still he ran over those people, these angels who looked like Aravim, to greet them. Okay.
Yeah, but these were angels, not...
They didn't know they were angels. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they weren't wearing suicide belts.
Anything that you're doing to take care of your guests, the mitzvah for you to do it more than to send someone else to do it. If you personally can go and do things, you give them the water, you, even though you have a maid, let's say, someone who does the work in the house, it's a more mitzvah of you to do it than to give someone else to do the mitzvah. Yeah? But don't tell your kid to open the door for the guests. You run open the door for the guests. Unless it's for chinuch. Yesh ladat sheishtadlut bekabalat pnei ha'oreach ve'iruchu. We have to know that the efforts that one puts into welcoming the guests and hosting him doesn't depend on how important he is, or how old he is, or how close to the family he is. He's your brother, he's your brother-in-law, he's not a friend. No. You have to make the same efforts for any guest that enters your house to respect them and to give them the best feeling. Okay. Rav Levi Yitzchak Malitchev used to say that the difference, one of the differences of the psukim between Avraham Avinu and Lot, that when the angels came to Avraham Avinu, says in Rashi, that in the Midrash says that they looked like Arabs, and when they came to Lot, it says in the pasuk that he saw the angels. So of course he made a meal because he saw the angels. So that's the advantages of Avraham Avinu over Lot. That Lot, just because they were angels, that's why he made a big meal and everything. He made a big deal and a big meal out of it. But Avraham Avinu, even though there was some Arabs going, walking around, still he made efforts to go and respect them. You see that you don't need to go by, even if he's a goy. I mean, we were in Chile, we used to host people all the time. That was our job over there. It was a big achnasa d'orchim, because they really had nowhere to eat, because everything is treif. I mean, they would go and eat treif, but Hashem, we had our house, so at least that night they didn't eat treif. So anyways, sometimes we had going, also they were coming, they were traveling with these Israelis, and they wanted to know, what's this Shabbos thing, what do you guys do there? So they asked us, can we come, can we see it? Of course, come, welcome. We used to have them also, so they see what Shabbos is. Stop. Okay. When a guest first comes into the house, so we could tell him, you want to rest, you want, if someone you know came from a long way, you can. Someone came now overseas, he just had a long flight to this. You show him the room where he's going to rest. You show him that also every guest that comes in, show him where the bathroom is. Show with him. Maybe he'll be embarrassed to ask where's the bathroom. So you show him the bathroom's over there. You can wash your hands over there. So he feels comfortable. Okay. So you have a mitzvah, like we said before, for you to do you to serve your guests and giving the honor to your servants. You yourself should do it. Okay. Now, there's a mitzvah that some people have to work on. Some guests, it's not easy to host. I and you still have to give them the best feeling, as if it's such a privilege that we're having you over. I'm so happy, so nice. Is that okay? Not always easy. It says by Avraham Avinu, he said a little bit and he did a lot. And that's how we have to do that's how we have to respect our guests. Not talk too much. I'll do this to you and I'll do that and I'll bring you this. No. You want to drink something? Yes, and you take out three things. You want to eat something? If he's hungry, you take out a few. Just to give him a good feeling. Says it not to talk in front of the guests with a language that he doesn't understand. He feels uncomfortable. Maybe they're talking about me. So it's going to be complicated. You have two different guests, they speak two different languages. And you speak a third language with your family. It's going to be... I have that also. If someone is having guests for Friday night, he should assume that they're very hungry. And even though he's used to doing a whole... ceremony or whatever, that week it should go quicker. So maybe they're very hungry and now they're keeping them now from. So you just do Shalom Aleichem, Eish Eschayil. Don't start now saying the whole Zohar or whatever person's lights are flashing. If you're having in your house, you're hosting your parents or your in-laws. So you, as the owner of the house, you let us sit in the head of the table. But it's respectful to ask them, you want to sit in the head? Come sit in the head. They usually will say, no. Yeah, but you let us sit in the head of the table. Yeah. You have to serve your guests the best of the foods of the house. Okay. Even if you don't have such good food, serve what you have. Don't be embarrassed. And if you don't have a lot, serve what you have. The seven. See, halacha is you can't serve someone who won't make a bracha. So what do you do? We said this a few times already. What do? If someone comes. So you say, make a bracha. Right? Serve and say, make a bracha. He doesn't want it. It's his own problem. But you said. Or come, we're going to wash now. And you wash also, and you wash this. Another etza is that you say I'm gonna make a bracha, say amen. And you said a bracha, he says amen, and that was good to also. Yeah, if you know this guest is extremely anti and be very upset if you ask him not to wash or do anything religious, so don't. Hopefully through the meal you're able to put some Yiddish kind into him. You don't wash, leave. No, you don't do that.
I mean, what if it's a relative?
Yeah, relative. He said, come, we're going to wash now. What's the big deal?
No, I mean, it's like every single... It's got to a point where... I'm so glad I'm here.
And she says, they don't want to wash. So, we're going to wash now. They don't wash. Their own problem. I remember in Cheetah, we had 100 people on Friday night. A lot of them don't know how to wash. Most of them don't know how to wash. They do like that. They don't know what they're doing. So, I used to be in the kitchen... stand there and they don't know the bracha, a lot of them. And I used to say the bracha over and over again with Shem Hashem. So they learn. I say Hashem, they don't know. If I say Hashem, they'll say Hashem.
Were you teaching it to them? Yeah. Or you had in mind not to, you were not.
No, I wasn't.
You could say the bracha for them, would you not just have them in mind and not say,
yeah, no, they're saying the bracha.
Oh,
he said Baruch. He said Baruch.
But if they could not say the bracha, you could say it.
And they'll say amen.
With Hashem's name.
No, you say it for yourself with Hashem's name, and they'll say amen.
Or with the next person, all the same thing. You can't say it. You can't say it again.
You can't be mitzvah them again.
No.
Say once for all.
What about somebody who goes to the hospital and he's gonna say Kiddush for somebody? He already did Kiddush himself.
Kiddush, you have to do 100 times.
You don't say Kiddush for the patient, right? They can't say it themselves. What about Hamotzi?
Hamotzi?
They can't say it for them?
You can say it for them once.
What if I say it? I already said it.
I can't say it again.
I can't say it for the patient that's lying there? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what happens?
You can't.
They don't.
So they'll eat with it. They can't make a brother. They'll eat without making a brother.
So why is it just Kiddush?
You teach them. You say after me. Baruch. Ata. Adai.
You could say that. You could do that. And what if they can't say it?
Hmm?
They cannot. They can't pronounce the word. They can't say it.
They can't. So they don't have to make a brach.
They don't have to make a brach if they can't say it. Why is it different between Kiddush and Motzi?
No, but both Par Geffen is different.
What?
Each cup is different. You have in mind only this cup, and then you go to a different cup. But bread is different because you're in the meal. You see it by a chuppah. They made boil par geffen 5 minutes apart. The same guy. Two different cups. This is the cup of chuppah, and this is the cup of the eilus.
He said
that
after broth, in between?
There, in the chuppah, no, but in the hospital, yeah, it's a different broth. After broth, yeah. Now we know there's a problem. If a woman can't pour wine for a man, halacha, only for her husband, only, right? So if you can't pour it now, let's say there's guests, men, what do you do? And she usually pours the wine, let's say, for everyone. So that man, if she's just serving everyone on the table, so she's not pouring for him, she's pouring for all the cups on the table. But the halacha, the best thing is, and it's okay. But the guy who's being served, he's not going to look at the woman who's pouring. Anyways, they're going to look at the woman. They can't look at her, especially when she's pouring the wine. The best thing is that she'll, and a lot of people have little cups for a Kiddush, fill them all up before, and put them on a tray in the middle of the table. Each one takes a cup. Okay? And the Baal HaBayit will pour it.
I say Kiddush. I hand it to my daughter who does the pouring.
She
pours it all
into it, but it's in the platter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then it's okay. She's not serving anyone. She's serving everyone.
Right.
As anyone. So if there's a guest, that's fine.
And then she just simply passes it
around. Yeah, and that's not serving anyone particularly. So because you can't serve anyone particularly, any man who's not her husband, or her father, or her brother.
Well, it's the brother.
Brother is great. Top.
We're working on the husband.
There's only one work that I know about. It's down there in what's it called? The field. There's a shatchan in the field I saw the other day. A shatchan, yeah. He's in the field. A shatchan.
A matchmaker.
A matchmaker in the field.
Oh, shit.
That's a shotgun. He was there, I'm telling you. He made my wedding, and yours, and all of you's. Whether you know it or not. Main dishes. Platters in the middle of the table, like, you know, some people do like that. Some people serve plates. Some people serve in the middle of the table. They put the whole thing, right? So it's ra'ui that someone will take the plate, the guest plates, and fill it for him. Because if not, he might be embarrassed. Take only a little bit. It's better if you serve him, give him, take a lot. And I would say, I was in Milano one time for Shabbos. I have a Persian family. I'm telling you, they wanted to choke me, I think, because they filled up the plate over and over again. I didn't know what to do with myself. That's good food. Over and over. The Hansat Ochim, the Persians.
So what do you say? It's better to put the food on the plate?
I'm not saying it's better, better not. If you serve the way you serve in the house, that you put main platters in the middle of the table, you or your wife should take the plate of the guests.
Oh, and put it on the plate.
Anyways,
let them take them to themselves.
Yeah, and by my house, anyways, she takes that. My wife takes that plate, fills it up, takes the kids' plate, fills them all up. So this guest, she fills it up, whatever they want. Okay? Not let them take alone.
What about salads? Different salads that are on the table?
Salads, usually people take whatever they want.
Right.
The main dishes, it might be, I don't know, maybe there's not enough. It is, they're worried, maybe. You serve them whatever, you give them.
So we can't pass the food around in the way?
You could, is that how you can? It's not a veira. It's just to make the guess that you could eat a lot and not a little bit. It's nice if you could fill up. If they're not embarrassed, you know them, that they fill up their plates anyways. Good.
That was his family.
Yeah.
The opposite could happen too.
What?
It takes a lot. It's not enough for the family.
My uncle told me that. He was a bachur in yeshiva many years ago. You're not to slide from America. And he went to this family in Bnei Brak. They had like 10 children. And they were very poor, I guess. But he didn't know anything about poor. He was 17, 18 years old. He comes from America, from not a wealthy, but the family is not poor at all. And they served each one on this plate exactly. Each one got an eighth of a chicken. You know what that is? Like a pulque, or very little. So he says the story. He says that he asked someone in the house, is there more? Is there any more? It's very good, the chicken. Is there any more? And everyone like silent at the table because there's nothing left in the kitchen. And then the owner of the house, the Balabait, he looks at two children there. You and you take your plate and go to the kitchen. And he took one of their plates and he put it in a different plate and he gave it to my uncle. My uncle said he was so embarrassed. Sometimes that situation is not enough.
What about you have a guest and you don't really know exactly what they eat, what they don't eat. Sometimes they don't eat this, they don't eat that. It's probably good to ask them,
yeah,
can I put you this on your plate and this on your plate?
You ask them.
Rather than put the whole thing on the plate and then they leave.
No, you ask them.
They
you
don't
ask
like
them.
This, they don't like
would
that.
You like this? And you serve them, right? You like this and you serve them a lot. Right?
Before serving them, ask them.
Yeah, of course. Maybe they don't want it.
Yeah.
You don't look at the guest's face when he's eating or in his plate,
no.
How he's eating.
No.
No.
You're not supposed to look at anybody when
anyone. It's not cool. It's true.
My wife's a vegetarian. Sometimes she forgets to tell people. So she's a very simple eater. So as long as there's a salad,
rice, something, potatoes.
Yeah. As long as I'm going to cook it with gravy of some kind.
Even the gravy she won't eat?
No, she won't eat. Yeah, if it has meat, no. But she's never had.
Because we have guests that are vegetarian, but they'll eat the chicken soup without the chicken. Just the vegetables and the other thing. We tell them ahead of time. We're having chicken soup. You want to come? Come. You don't want? Don't.
She's a vegetarian for 37 years. She lived in Baltimore. She made the best chicken soup in town. The kids, you know my kids, they would all come. They have a bowl of chicken soup on Friday night. They couldn't believe she never tasted it. She always made a big pot. All the kids would come.
We come?
Sure.
Is that?
No, you. They walk. They don't need to make it.
Nice. A few Arabs on the way. When you serve a guest to eat, so sit and eat also. Even if you're not hungry. Why? Sometimes a person feels uncomfortable to eat when he's sitting alone. What is this like? So the other guy, the owner is also eating, so fine, we're eating together, but alone they feel uncomfortable.
I've had some guests where they say, I'm not eating till you eat, I'm not drinking till you drink.
It's not comfortable for them.
I used to eat party at dinner with the daughter of the Hunterstack of Rebbe. She served wine to everybody.
To everybody?
Yeah, but I was very clear on this in my mind. She would say, pass me your cup. Her husband would give her, he'd make Kiddush, he'd drink, she would drink, and then she would say, pass me your cup. And she put wine in everyone's cup.
Yeah, but she didn't serve anyone particularly.
No, she put wine in everyone's
cup. Now, we can talk about the behavior of a guest. Till now we're talking about the behavior of the host. Not the behavior of a guest. Sometimes we're guests also by other people and have to have their behavior. Don't spit in the table. אורח אחותו יש לי לשמוע שלום בית, שלום הבית, נתנהג בנימוס דרך ארץ, לא נפיע להביא, צריך לתת לקרות בני הבית. כן. I guess, it's an obligation to keep the peace in the house over there, not to cause any problems. like we spoke about this already before, to act in Derech Eretz. If you're able to bring something as a present to the people that you're going to go to, it's a very respectful thing to do. Okay.
Somebody comes and brings a bottle of wine for Shabbat.
Beautiful.
Do you have to open it and drink it on that Shabbat, or can you say, well, we want to, we have enough wine on the table already, we'll keep it. Or is it kavod to use that particular wine that they brought?
Probably more respectful if you at least put it on the table.
Yeah.
Someone came the other week, came to eat at my house for Shabbos, he brought a bottle, and I don't usually drink wine. We open, we drink some.
Out of respect to him.
Yeah. You saw, he was there a different week that we had wine. He said, oh, I'll bring them wine.
You opened it on Shabbat, no problem?
Yeah, no problem. Cork.
As long as there's no letters.
Yeah, the cork is not a problem. The problem is the metal caps.
Making it clean.
Yeah, so what you do is you take a metal cap, you take a knife or a fork, and you make a hole on top.
On Shabbat?
On Shabbat, yes. And then you go hole in the cap on top.
Even if there's a design on it?
Even if it's...
Has a design on it?
Okay, la baya.
You're destroying it.
That's the idea. You want to get to the food, right?
The halakha is destroying in order to build. You can't do that.
You need to get to the food somehow.
Piece of metal can fall in.
Oh, what?
Piece of metal from the top.
You said this, do it gently. Just make a hole. Plastic is a lot more lenient to open on Shabbos. You're allowed to open on Shabbos in the Baya. Saradim, open also metal on Shabbos. No problem. Ashkenazi have issues. So, if you're a guest, don't stay there too long.
What?
Don't stay. If you're a guest by someone, try not to stay too long.
Shouldn't stay till the end of the meal.
Yeah, but that's really interesting because Israel has different customs than they do in the States when it comes to that. We didn't know. One time.
If you're going to the house, they're hosting you, you go, you enter the house, and you don't see the husband, or you don't see the wife's around. So it's respectful to say, oh, mashalom khair, let's see, the wife is there. Ah, mashalom, where's your husband? Everything's okay with him? I have respect. Okay? But when you ask the husband where his wife is, so you have to ask him, where's the missus? Is everything okay with her? Can you show it in a distance way, like we said already. Not to say in a close way, not as friends. You're not friends of his wife. Okay? It's not so nice when someone comes at the end of an event. There's a common end of an event. There's not food left, that stuff. So it says that official, that's how the guy with the Rosh Hashanah, when he used to come at the bar mitzvah or something at the end of the meal, sometimes he was busy, he was very busy. He used to come in and say, Mazel Tov. He said, I just came to wish Mazel Tov, I didn't come to eat. He used to say that every time if he came late. I didn't come to eat, don't worry. Then a guest should not ask to eat or drink until they give it to him. Once they serve him, he doesn't have to wait till they tell him eat or drink. They serve, do you can eat and drink?
In the house, between the husband and the wife, should the husband wait and not ask? Just wait till the wife serves him?
If she's usually serving, but if she'll die on the way to waiting, right? If he knows that his wife is waiting for him to say, you want to eat, that he wants to eat, then you should say, but if it, the way in that house that the husband comes home and the wife serves him, so he doesn't have to ask for anything. Avraham says, you're hungry, eat in the restaurant before you come home. You're tired, go to a hotel and sleep. You're upset, go scream somewhere in the forest, come home calm, relaxed, not tired. At least pretend. Don't expect. I learned this in the first year when I got married. I didn't have Rav Auschwitz's book. He didn't write it. Didn't write it yet. I didn't know Rav Auschwitz. No expectations. No disappointments. You expect, you get disappointed. You don't expect anything. I don't deserve anything. Whatever I have, Baruch Hashem. I anyway don't deserve that either. I'm still fortunate.
Doesn't care about who is the happy man, the one who's content with what he has.
I learned it on my own flesh.
You should also be content with what you don't have.
It says, the Eretz is, that if you come to someone else, come, I'll give it to you. No, no, it's okay, it's okay. Even though you want it, it's okay, it's okay. Then he says, no, I want to give you five.
You should refuse, what, three times?
Ah, a little bit. Unless it's an Adam Chashuv, like go to Ezra's house, Adam Chashuv. And you go to the Rav's house. I remember I was by the Rav's house once. Many times. On this particular time, he's going from Africa, the priest and his son or whatever, they were there also, and they had it all spread out. And Rav Alish told me, eat. I was very embarrassed to eat in front of the Rav. I was so embarrassed. eat. You should take. Why don't you take melon? Why don't you take the fish? The Rav is forcing me to eat. So it says here that if Adam Chashuv would tell you to eat, you don't refuse even a little bit. Okay, eat. So. Okay. If you're a guest by someone, the halacha is you have to do everything and anything that the Baal Bayit tells you. As long as it's not, you're not over on Issur Torah. Issur from the Torah. Yeah, if there's Issur from the Torah, then you don't have to do it. But otherwise, you have to do it. Even if it's weird things. For example, there are minhag is now, there's some people like that I've been to a house like that, and on Friday night, before the kiddush, they walk 3 times around the table. I don't know, they have a whole mystical thing doing that. Like going to Ari, going to Kabbalah, I don't know what. So do what they do. Don't nechshav. Okay, you do that, I'll do it.
So there are people who walk 3 times around the Shabbos table?
Yeah.
Do they chant different
things? Maybe, I don't remember really.
That brings something or chases something away?
I didn't ask.
But Rabbi Arush doesn't do
that. I never ate my Friday, I don't know. I don't think so. Very simple. If you're a guest by someone and they serve you something you can't eat, either you don't like it, or for health reasons you can't eat it, or you're afraid of the kashrus, you don't have to eat it. Even if they force you, no, please do. No, I can't. So, don't have to.
If you give them the reason, or no. Just say no.
Especially if it's kashrus reason, you have to definitely don't tell them.
And that brings up an important question. Have you ever been invited to Shavu Ruckus? And you have absolutely no idea who's hosting it and what their kashrus is. What do you do?
You don't eat. Or you find out before.
Say, well, I ate before I came.
Yeah, eat before you come. Eat bread. Bread usually is okay. That's homemade and you also have other problems. Okay, store-bought is fine.
So then downstairs.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, now we have to the same key now.
I don't want you to
lose. How do we
put a sign on it? Okay.
Here.
Let's leave the note.
Oh, we have got a race.
Put it on the keychain. You have a keychain or something?
No, it's not gonna help, it's a key.
Put it with the you have your house key? Put it with your house key.
I have a house key?
Yeah.
My wife has a house. I go there sometimes.
Yeah, I go and ask some kids to you. But I don't want you to lose that.
I'll make it. Tell me, Saddam. If you're a guest by someone, don't bring with you other guests. Unless he has permission from the owner. Let's say you say, oh, my friend also wants to come. Is it okay with you that he comes? Thank you. Sometimes it's okay, sometimes it's not. Yes. But if there are, you're there with your friend, you're both guests, you let us serve your friend from what they served you. Okay? You have to spread out, and you let it give him now the cake over to you. Yeah, a guest should bless also the owner of the house, the Kedamazon. Like we know, there's a special bracha from the Balabai. And when you leave, of course, you have to say, thank you so much, you made such a big effort, it's so nice. Yeah. Another important halacha is brought down the Gemara also. You don't tell other people, you know, by them, the best meals, the best food, so much. So it's assumed to say that. Why? Everyone will go to them. It's not nice. If they ask you, you went to them, how was it? Very nice, they're very nice people. Not to exaggerate. Even if it's not exaggerating, don't say it more. Don't say a lot. That's regarding eating, being a guest regarding eating, and talking about sleeping.